But a disciple is a disciple 7 days a week. A disciple is one that the words of God change your course of action, change your course of life. His words in your mouth change your circumstances.
Jesus has given anyone who will follow him the power to be like him. Join Kenneth Copeland as he describes how you can hear God's voice, speak his words, and live in freedom. Next, on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Look in this 10th chapter of John. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look at the 27th verse. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Is that plain?
Yes.
Amen. Now look at the 10th verse. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, let's take that verse of scripture and let's just hang it right up there. I've come that they might have life. Right there. And that they might have it more abundantly. I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. For what? To provide life. He took our death so we could have his life. Then you go up to verse 2. He that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow.
Amen.
Amen. So say it. I know my Lord's voice.
I know my Lord's voice.
He knows me. And I hear his voice.
I will not follow the voice of a stranger.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Now, what do we got hanging right up here? Huh? Three of you remembered it. 10 of you are embarrassed and the rest of you just don't remember. I came that they, the sheep, you and me, might have life
and more abundantly,
and have it more. Not just a little dab. And just when things get so bad, you think you're going to die in the next 5 minutes and then he'll finally speak to you. No. Have life.
Hallelujah.
Now, Proverbs chapter 4. What have we got? Huh? What is it? Life. Okay. Okay, Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 20, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. What did we just get through saying? I open my ears and I hear my shepherd's voice. I hear my Lord's voice. Don't ever say God doesn't speak to you.
That's right.
Don't you ever say it again.
Oh, no.
And if you ever slip up and say it, you slap yourself on the cheek and say, I repent.
Amen.
I'm not insinuating, sir, that you're a liar. No. Let every man be a liar, but not you.
Amen.
He said, my sheep know my voice.
Yes.
That means he's talking to the sheep.
Yes,
all the time. Okay, hold your place there. Hope you got a lot of ribbons. Hold your place. We're coming back to Proverbs chapter 4. And let's go to John chapter 16. Now, loaded question. Do you believe that the Holy Spirit does what the Father sent Him in the earth to do and what Jesus prayed for His ministry and prayed that He be sent to us?
Yes.
Do you believe the Holy Spirit
yes.
is fulfilling that?
Yes.
Well, certainly. But take hold of that. I believe that. I believe it. I don't believe the Holy Spirit has a hearing problem. I don't believe He has a speaking problem. I used to believe the only problem He had was me. And I decided after a while, no, I'm going to change that. I don't believe He has any problem with me. Oh, because if I find out He got a problem with me, I'm going to repent so quick. Glory to God. I'm in supersonic repentance. Zoom, man, I'm in faster than a speeding bullet. I'm going to repent. Amen. Now, John 16. And let's look at the 13th verse. Let's read it very, very carefully. Howbeit when He... Now, notice the color of these letters. Huh? They're very red. We're reading red. That's good, isn't it? We have read the red. When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will. If you're not being guided, it's not because He's not guiding. See, the fault's not with Him. He will. And it is His will for you to be guided. Into what? All truth. He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself. Now, wait a minute. We got a revelation here that you don't know you have. What did Jesus say? The words that I speak are not my own. But it's the Father that dwelleth within me. He does the works. He does not speak of Himself either. Huh? What He hears of the Father is what He's speaking. So words from the Father that does the works are being spoken to you and in you and in your life 24/7. But whatsoever, say whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
Whatsoever He shall hear, that He shall speak. Oh, it gets better. Don't leave yet. He will. He will show you things to come. He will glorify me, for He will receive of my... Back up. Glue your eyes on what we're about to read and you open your have ears. All right?
Yes.
I want you to look at this. I'm telling you, this takes some good old West Texas guts to believe this. This just blows every religious idea there ever was plumb out of the tub. He, you getting this? Look at it. He shall receive of mine and shall, will, he will show it to you, all things that the Father has are mine. And I said, he's saying it again, isn't he? I said, he'll take mine and show it to you. You have access to everything God has, everything he knows, everything he ever will know. You are his son. You are filled with his spirit. And that one in there is talking it all the time.
Glory to God.
Now, I'm telling you, this will get you up in the middle of the night and start you dancing around the room. But now look at what God has shown the body of Christ. He has told us, and we've bought it terribly, that after all, you know, I mean, who could ever understand God? Well, God only speaks to the prophets, and he doesn't do that anymore. That is pure bull.
Amen.
I ain't got time to be nice. That's all that is. I apologize to the bulls. Jesus said it. No wonder he said it twice. Think about what we just read, folks. And now think about the kingdom of God process. The words that I speak unto you are not my own. It's the Father that dwelleth within me. He does the works. I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do. Well, when he said what he heard the Father say, then the Father within did it.
Amen.
That's the way the works of Jesus were done.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen. Amen.
You still got life hanging?
Yeah.
Now, he said, I can do nothing without my Father. And then he said, you can do nothing without me.
That's right.
You continue in my word and you'll be my disciples indeed. And you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free.
Come on.
What's going to make you free?
Truth.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you again. And this time, don't be quite so quick to fire back at me.
Okay.
Let the Holy Ghost talk to you a minute.
All right. Amen.
Let him talk to you in here a minute. Amen. The words that I speak are not my own, but it's the Father that dwelleth within me. When the Spirit of truth has come, he will speak. He'll show you things to come. He'll take what's mine and show it unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Continue in my words. Now I'll give you a real clue here. You continue in my words and you will be my disciple. The word translated disciple means identical to me. You'll be just like me. And you'll know the truth. And the truth, see, it's his words, right? We're continuing in those words. What? We're hearing them and we say them. And the Father that dwells within does the work. Huh?
Amen.
You continue in my word. Where did he get his words?
From the Father.
In fact, right in that same place in the 8th chapter of John, he explained that I can do nothing of myself. You continue in my word that I got from my Father. And you will be my disciples indeed. You will become just like me. How could you possibly do that? Because you're acting on the same words he acted on. And the same Father dwelling in you does the same work that he did. Can you see how, I mean, when Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I mean, people begin to say, hey, you know what? I tell you, those people are something else. It's just like what Jesus says. If you see these folks, you see the Father. You see Jesus. That's what a true disciple is. Now, there are a lot of Christians that are not disciples. Born again and one of these days go to heaven. And get there and find out how much they left laying on the table. But a disciple is a disciple 7 days a week. A disciple is one that the words of God change your course of action, change your course of life. His words in your mouth change your circumstances. Instead of just going on the rest of the week and whatever and never paying attention to it anymore, make your own decision. Well, you know, darling, I mean, here in this country, we're a free country. You can do anything you want to do. You can be anything you want to be. Wrong? Wrong? Not if you're a disciple. No, no, we inquire of the Lord and find out what His plan is for us to be. Yes. And then we go be that and excel.
Hallelujah.
In life. Not just what we want or what, you know, grandma wanted or something. Now, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Well, let me ask it to you this way. Wait a minute. Won't be quite as tricky a question. How will the truth make you free? The Father dwelling within you. You continue in my words, and you will be my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and you will say it, and the Father dwelling within you will make you free. That's the process. Well, certainly the truth make you free, but it is the kingdom process. You can't change that process. It started on the day of creation.
Amen.
It worked all the way through the entire Bible. Everywhere you look, everything that happened, it happened by that process.
Yes.
And once you know that, my, it's so easy to see. It just starts unraveling things. And then we begin to realize, hey, we are in on this creation process. Well, this is the way we are supposed to be living. This is living by faith. Amen. God said it. Jesus shouted it. And the Father that dwelleth within slung this universe into its place.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. It'd do you good just take the time and read and study through the New Testament and just find all those places, particularly about creation and so forth. And then go back over there in the Old Testament, start digging around, start looking. Whoa. Amen. Now, Proverbs chapter 4. I have it on good ground that we are going to read it this time. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are, let me reach up and get that, life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Now, let's go to John chapter 6 once again, and let's read this. In the verse 63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth or gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, and it's in my word.
Hallelujah.
My words are pregnant with abundant life. And I sent my Spirit, and He is speaking everything I know, and I got it all from my Father, and I'm telling you again, He is telling you every word I know.
Amen. Amen.
My God. You're going to tell me there's some kind of situation that can get so dire that there ain't no way you can get loose or get free from it? That's a lie from hell.
Amen.
And you don't have to have some kind of star falling out of the sky. You don't have to have 100 different preachers to call you. You certainly don't need them some fleece. You get fleeced on them fleeces. You don't need a great startling revelation. You just need to be quiet and know that He's God. And what else? No, He's talking to me.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. He's got a plan. He's working a plan. What is me worried about it? Amen. Now then, we'll begin to wrap this up. My words are life. They're spirit and they're life. So, where are we going to get His life more abundantly? Out of His words.
Amen.
Where are we going to get His words? Out of His Spirit and out of this book. This book is first. When Jesus came face to face with the devil, He said, "It is written." But now notice in the book of Luke, Satan came back at him and Jesus said, now I'm quoting another translation here, but you can see it in the King James. Jesus said, "It has been said to me." Jesus didn't just make up something to say to the devil. I only say what I hear my Father say, and I only do what I see my Father do. And Satan couldn't handle it. Now, how did Jesus get born into this world? Huh? The Holy Spirit, amen, hovered over a little virgin girl, right? But God sent the messenger angel and gave her His word, huh? The kingdom process is in motion here.
Yeah, come on.
She said, "Wow, how could that be? I don't know a man." He said, "The Holy Spirit. The seed of the Word of God."
That's right.
The moment she said, "Be it done unto me as you have spoken," the Father did it. Did He not?
Yes.
Isn't that the way it worked?
Yes.
Well, what was the seed to your new birth? When your spirit was reborn and recreated in the very likeness of Christ Jesus. You were born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. The moment you opened the door and allowed that seed word to come in, and you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and He's my Lord, the kingdom process functioned. That's enough to shout about.
Amen!
Jesus said, with faith, you could tell a mountain to move, and it would obey you. If obstacles stand in your way, it may be time to wake up your faith. The 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Faith That Can Move Mountains, the newest installment of the Kenneth Copeland Ministries Lifeline series, is here to help you grow your faith. With 10 video lessons with Kenneth or Gloria, fresh new worship songs, an all-new Faith Scriptures CD by Kenneth, scripture cards for you to confess daily, and easy-to-follow written lessons. Renew your mind with God's Word and become strong and confident in the faith you have. Move the mountains of debt, sickness, bondage, or fear out of your life. Take 10 days and develop the unbeatable spirit of faith that can move mountains. Order your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Faith That Can Move Mountains from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for just $19.95, a savings of 20%. Wake up your faith. Take 10 days and develop the unbeatable spirit of faith that can move the mountains in your life. For an additional 10% off, order your Lifeline kit online. For this and other faith-building teachings from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
You know, there's a difference between knowing that Jesus is your Savior and then making Him the Lord of your life. And there's a big difference between being converted and then being a disciple. To be a disciple of Jesus means to follow His teaching and to want and desire to be just like Him. And it's more than just knowing Him from a distance. I believe the Jewish rabbis used to refer to it as walking in the dust of your rabbi. That means you're following so closely to Him that the dust from His sandals lands on you. And Jesus said that He is the way, the truth, and the life. And when you know the truth, when you know who Jesus is, that's the truth that makes you free. And if you want to know more about that, and what it means to know and follow Jesus personally, then I invite you to call us. Talk to one of our prayer ministers. We've got people here that would be more than happy to pray with you, to send you some resources that would be a help to you. You can also visit us online to find out more information about how to get a hold of some of these things that we have for you. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.